The pollster calls Grahams vulnerable because he fails to garner more than 50% of voters' preference against any Democrat. In its analysis, Mason-Dixon Polling and Research says Grahams hasn't used his position in the Senate to improve his standing with Minnesota voters, and after 5 years in office, has the same mixed popularity rating as just before his election in 1994. Voters swept Grahams into office in that year's Republican landslide on the strength of Newt Gingrich's Contract with America. The telephone poll of 624 registered voters found 38% have a favorable opinion of Grahams, while one-third have an unfavorable view. When respondents were asked whom they would vote for if the election were held today, between Grahams, Reform Party candidate James Gibson, and a specific DFLer, Grahams' highest showing was 46% when the Democrat named was Steve Miles, a University of Minnesota doctor with the lowest name recognition among potential DFL candidates. Grahams' political consultant, Dave Carney, says he's pleased with the numbers, which are consistent with poll results earlier this year.
The reason why we're pleased about these numbers, even though the conventional Washington Beltway thinking of an analyst, you need to get over 50%, it's a three-way race. We don't need 50%.
But state DFL party chair Mike Erlandson says that attitude borders on defeatist for an incumbent.
It's sort of like saying, God, I'm banking on a third-party candidate taking a certain percentage of the vote from my other opponents, whether that be the Democratic Farm Labor Party or another party. So I think that is a clever answer from the Republican consultant for the senator, but I think it's an answer that one would, in my person that's been in this business for almost two decades, would say that they're a little bit concerned. Anytime you can't get to 50% plus one, you're concerned about re-election.
Nearly 30% of women are undecided about next year's Senate race. The pollster considered that likely to help Democrats. Education, health care, abortion rights, and social services are issues on which pollsters said women are more likely to line up with a Democrat than with Grahams. Poll participant Kay Gerger is one of those undecided women. She says she doesn't know the candidates well enough yet, but if the election were held now, she'd probably vote DFL.
I was raised in a Democratic home, and so there's always that tradition behind me. I also feel that just in past history, the Democratic candidates have generally been more concerned with the labor class or, say, with the farmers.
But Grahams' consultant Carney says undecided women could just as easily vote for Grahams. He cites Grahams' economic populism, especially a $500 per child tax credit, as something that helps women and their families. Carney says Democrats are smug to think they're a threat to Grahams, especially after watching Jesse Ventura win the governor's mansion and losing the Minnesota House last November and two special state Senate elections this year.
You know, their candidate got some 32% in the race for governor last time. I mean, they got crushed. They've lost two Senate seats in the last 4 months. I mean, you know, the Democrat Party is not even the second party in the state. It's really the Reform Party. I mean, they have a much better chance of being competitive against Rob than the Democrat Party.
Former DFL Congressman Tim Penny, who's been wooed by both the DFL and Reform parties to run against Grahams, says a Reform Party victory is plausible, especially after Ventura's election.
It won't be easy for the Reform Party to come up with a candidate with Ventura's name ID and appeal. But I think it is reasonable to assume that a decent Reform Party candidate will do better than 5% and maybe much better depending upon the mood of the electorate next year.
The poll put Penny in a virtual dead heat against Grahams, showing Grahams with 41% of the vote against 40% for Penny, 3% for the Reform Party's Jim Gibson, and 16% undecided. Penny says he's not really interested in running, but has left the door open a crack. Reform Party strategist Dean Barkley, who unsuccessfully ran against Grahams in 1994, says the party can come up with a higher profile candidate than Gibson, currently the only Reform Party candidate to announce. Barkley says Penny is his favorite, but others could do the trick.
I don't think they'd have as easy of a job as Tim. I think Tim would be right in it from day one. It does not mean that we could not find a candidate that could get to that point to make this a very competitive race.
Barkley says with Grahams to the far right and most DFL contenders for his seat to the left, there's a huge hole up the middle ripe for the Reform Party. Complete poll results can be found on the Minnesota Public Radio website, npr.org. I'm Eric Jansen, Minnesota Public Radio.